This is channel one over, channel one over, and this is my rounds down to Miss Bessie's for the first time in weeks and weeks and weeks on Tuesday the 21st of May 1968, and this is channel one over, my rounds down to Miss Bessie's on Tuesday the 21st of May 1968. This has been a hard time for me, somehow or other. With all the visits we had, and then all the interest I have now with the cattle, and the pastures, and the taping, and more visits in prospect, and trying to sell the cattle, I just haven't been worth shooting. So I just took off. This morning I went down just to sit and talk to Miss Bessie. Just to pleasure myself. I had no tape. And I just sat there and enjoyed every word, all for a long time now, since she got that new medicine, when she changed doctors. Her old doctor, you see, had that automobile accident. She had to
snakes are crawling now.
I wouldn't care about the adder so bad, but I wouldn't want to get around these rattlesnakes.
Well, I'll kill them if I can get to them. Oh, the adder's just as bad, as dangerous as a rattlesnake.
Oh, they couldn't be, Miss
Bessie. Mm-hmm, they're poison.
Not like them rattlers.
Well, they're poison too. So I just killed him and run the dog away. But he didn't see the rattlesnake. But he was back at the neck to the chicken yard. So I keep the hole around here all the time. So I
yeah. Well, you can get to it.
Yes, sir. But I can get to it. So they dangerous.
I haven't seen a snake in a good while.
You haven't? Mm-hmm. The first two I've seen this year. I got to look at a big old rattlesnake. I mean a monster. Spreading at him. And he spreaded his head. And when he saw me, he started off.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. He started off when he saw me. And he got round there and wrapped around those, one of those hedges around there. But I took the hoe and reached in there and got him. Brought him out.
Yeah.
When I brought him out, I wounded him, you see. I cut him with the hoe.
Mm-hmm. Well, he just wanted to get out of the way.
Yeah, but they'll bite you though, Mr. Miles. I don't want around here. This, they put salt and kerosene around the house. And they won't bother around
yeah.
the house.
Yeah. Do you do that?
I'm going to do it. I haven't done it, but I'm going to do it.
Just plain old salt?
Yes, just plain old salt. And kerosene. Don't it stink, though?
Oh, it does.
Huh?
Pretty weather for there too, ain't it, Dragon?
I don't know. We got to see what this moon's gonna do.
What do you think it's gonna do?
I said we got to see what this moon's gonna do. How she hangs when she change. You know.
Well, now let me see. It's up pretty late now, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's about to change. You see. Now see where she lay flat on her back. She's holding the water. But when she's tilted up on the end, you see like that. It's gonna rain.
Well now the almanac don't tell you that.
Yeah, the almanac tells you that.
It don't tell you how it's going how much it's gonna tilt.
Oh no, no. Me one of those MacDowell. I like those.
Didn't you get one of them?
No, I couldn't get one. But I have seen the woman who has them. I guess she sold them all out. But I'm going to get her to, when she sends and get me one. She sends and get me one.
Who's that, Miss Bessie?
Hattie Bolden.
Got any kin to...
Yeah, Iris Bolden. I'm Boris' brother's wife.
Mm-hmm. He got a mailbox up over there now on the highway.
Is he?
Yeah. Got his name on it.
Oh. He's Irish. But he can skin a cow that quick. I mean.
Is that right?
I mean, he can skin a cow. He can put her up there on the gallows, and about 2 or 3 minutes, he got that cowskin.
Goodness.
He's really a cow skinner. Yes, sir, he can skin cows.
And then butcher them, too?
Yeah, he can butcher.
Whose is that, Miss Bessie? Is that your bitties?
Yes.
2, 4, 5, 6.
7 of
them. You put them up at night?
Oh, yeah, I got a coop made. Put her in there. Nothing can't get her.
They won't bother them. They won't bother them so bad in the daytime, will they?
No, no. You're sure not burning that light. You see that light burning, that's it. They won't come up so vole, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And the geese can see them, you know, and holler.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the geese at night?
Yeah, I hear them at night. Sometimes they holler at night. I get up and look to see if anything's bothering them. I don't, but don't know if they're bothering them.
Mm-hmm.
They just holler.
Well, you might not just be where you could see it.
Well, open the door. Open the back door. And look out there.
Well, they could be on the other side.
Who? The geese?
Whatever's bothering them.
Well, I don't see anything, so I stand there a few minutes and look. I don't see nothing.
Oh, I see. There'd be a little movement or noise mm-hmm. around it.
Yeah.
If it's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll holler. They'll holler loud.
Well, Bessie, Miss Bessie, what's the, why do you think Osbolton got so he could skin a beef that fast?
I don't know, but he's always, that's all he's done all of his life.
Yeah.
Skin cows.
Yeah, and butcher meat.
And butcher meat.
Well, he peddle it?
No, he sell it. He sell the whole cow.
Oh, he just do it for somebody?
No, so he do it for himself sometimes. And then somebody give his pellet, you have to get him this.
Oh, oh.
Kill her cow.
Oh, he'd come around and do
she'd
that.
Yeah, she'd sit for him. And she'd come with her and skin cows. I mean, he can skin them. Lila had one down there that he bought it. And, so Lila said, I must go up here and see how he skinned the cow. Before she got up there, I had the cow skinned.
Golly.
Had a cow on the wagon.
She never did see it.
No. She never seen it.
Well, you know, now I don't know how this worked, Miss Bessie, but they say, you know, in the old days, all the fella had to do was just drive along out there on a road where there's not much passing and drive up to the bank and get out.
Get him a cow?
Get him a cow and skin it and butcher it right quick and put it in the wagon. But I don't know how that'd be.
I don't know either. I know. But I know how Irish can skin them.
Yeah.
Mrs. Boyle had two over there. And she had them killed. And he done it for our clown. I didn't believe that skin cut that quick. Skinned both of them and come on home.
Hmm. Ain't that a little early, Miss Smith?
No, that's the time they come in. Them children go around 7:30.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. No, they go 7:30.
Yeah. Well, are they getting back pretty early compared to what they used to do?
About 4:00.
Yeah. They're the last one.
About a new time.
Yeah. They're about the last one.
No, you got to get some more.
Huh?
He got to go get some more. Got to get to high school.
He got another trip to make?
Yeah, he going up there now.
But these look like they're the last ones off in the bus.
Yeah, but I mean, it's another bus, brings another crew up there by where Miss, up in East Ashbola.
Yeah.
Bring them up there.
Yeah.
And they get out up there and they get this bus. So then he bring. He'll be back long here. It won't be long.
Oh, will he?
No, he'll be gone in a few minutes.
That looks like a brand new.
Yes, it does look like a brand new.
The bus he got.
Yes, sir. I think he drives too fast for me. I don't like the way he drives. Drives off a face. Don't you hear him in the morning?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Why he be driving so fast the children come out from there, from the grandma's house, He'd be driving so fast he'd stop way down next to Doris' house.
Can't stop.
No,
well, it's still not.
So sometimes he'll back up, and sometimes he'll just stand there and wait till he gets there.
Now, what Patterson is that, Bessie?
Bunny Patterson.
Bunny?
Mm-hmm.
Bunny Patterson.
He was a... His mother died, years ago. And he stayed with his grandma. And his grandma died about 4 years ago.
Well, now, did he live down there?
Yes, he lived in that little house. The last little house.
Last one.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it's 100 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't look like it's got any improvements.
No. Ain't improved none since his mama died. They ain't done nothing to it.
It just them men stays in there?
Yes, Bunnette and his two boys.
Yeah.
Three boys. Because that little boy by that high.
Yeah. Well, don't you know they do some fancy housekeeping in there?
Lord, Edward, I know he do.
I'd hate to see that.
I know you.
You know, he got a good place to sit.
That's right. But if I was there, I would put a screen to the back door. Because snakes like to crawl in there anyway from behind them bushes.
Well, I wouldn't go off and leave my door open. I snake's bound to crawl in there.
She sit them snake will crawl in there, she's sitting right in there. Come in that back door. You know, that's a wilderness back behind there.
Yeah.
And a snake can crawl up in the back and she wouldn't even see the snake.
Yeah.
I'd be scared. But she ain't.
She don't pay any attention?
No, she ain't scared.
I thought they was fixing the screen for that back door. That's it.
They ain't got no screen back there.
Well, last year, you know, when the girl was here. I thought they was fixing something for that back door.
No, it ain't done nothing. Did you know she killed a man?
What?
She killed a man. She down at the down here for herself. She stabbed him to death.
Why, Miss Betty, when was that?
Last year.
After she left here?
Yes. Joe killed a man. Just stabbed him to death. They say she kept on saying she's going to kill him. I say she's going to kill him. When the people heard her saying that, they should have went and got the police, you know, and seeing what was the matter with her. See, was she right in the head or what was wrong with her? And nobody didn't bother. That night she killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's far as hell, huh?
Well, you know, I got the idea that she's pretty... she'd do about whatever she wanted to do.
And Joe was tough. He's one of these tough ones.
Well, she can out-talk her mama.
Oh, yeah, she can out-talk.
Oh, she's a talker, Bessie. She's a talker. Now, I don't know how she was back, before she left here. She couldn't change much, could she?
Well, she killed him shortly after she got back down there.
she may be there a good while.
I don't know how long she got. She got about 5 or 10 years.
I don't believe I could stand it that long.
Well, Mr. Mott, if you was tough and rough like they was, you could stand it to go there.
You reckon?
Yes. Joe, one of these girls don't care. Okay, but I know Joe is a little bit of thing.
And she like that?
Old man Harris.
Yeah.
Raised her.
Yeah.
He stepped on that hill.
Yeah.
And old man Harris had a daughter, wasn't our Anya. She was all right, but in a way, but you know, she kind of funny. And so he took Joe to stay there with Ionia, you see. So she used to stay there with Ionia. She got so bad, she got get growing up, and she comes to getting bad, so he just let her go.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So she went down to Danny and stayed down there with somebody. I don't know who she was staying with, but she was staying with somebody. And she stayed there till she growed up, got grown.
Oh.
As she got grown, she got out for herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She been a rookie all of her life. She ain't never. As she got grown. But when she was small, she was all right.
Yeah.
But after she got grown, she's been wild.
So what do you know?
I don't know what was in her head. And the other. Her sisters, one got killed up in Virginia. Now, they wired Butch. What must they do with the body? The Butch just told them to bear up there. And the daughter, one got the other one. Her husband shot her. I don't know what she was doing, but he shot her. And that is two.
So it looked like they're all kind of rough.
Looks so. Well, now she got a daughter down there named Frank. What is Mutt name now? Nancy. Well, she stays down there in Clearwater. And she red pants all the time. All the time. See, she got on pants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so she used to stay up here. That's the girl that. And Miss Liza's husband had, what did he sold? I sold something. What was that? I don't know, it was beans, or cutes, or what it was. But anyway, he sold these things, and then he gave Mutt the check, the cash, see? So Mutt went down to Christian's and cashed a check. So Susanna, she said, well, I'm gonna find out where did Bubba's check go. So she went to Christian and asked him, did anybody come in and cash a check for Mitt Washington? The woman said, yes, a little old man come in here. She looks so much like a man. The man come in here and cashed it. She knew who it was when she said that. The ladder was on the East Coast then. Mitch was up here sick. You know, he is crippled or something like that. He had a stroke, light stroke, and he couldn't do nothing but this. Walk around and drive an old horse and wagon. a lot of shit down the East Coast way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that child looks so much like a man when she got them britches on.
Now, which one was that?
Nancy. You ain't seen her.
No.
Well, she was here. She come up time Joe did.
Oh?
When Boog first took a stroke. But she ain't been back since.
Mm-hmm. And Joe stayed a right smart while, a month or two.
Yeah, she stayed. She was supposed to stay here and take care of Booch.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, she told, James told her now she could stay there with her mama long as she behaved herself.
Yeah.
But when she gets so she couldn't behave herself, she had to go. So one night James come home and they was out. Her and Booch.
Both of them was out.
Both of them was out. So he didn't say he stayed in the house. He never said a word till they got in the house. So he laid something on her when he got through.
Mm.
Told her she was supposed to take care of Mama and got Mama out 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hmm.
Yeah, Booch like that too, you know.
Yes. You know, as that could be, that'd be sort of, if you like that now, you could be just knocking around anywhere in the countryside and just talking big while everybody else was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Just having a big time.
Mm-hmm.
And you just feel sorry for the other people. Things are so dull.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, so they was out at 2 o'clock in the morning. Had Booch out at 2 o'clock. That Booch ought to have had more sense than that herself.
And Booch hadn't got any sense.
No, no, she ain't got no sense of head too flat.
No, she hadn't got any of that kind of sense. I don't guess there was any harm in Bootsy, Miss Bessie.
What?
Bootsy never done anybody any harm.
Oh, no, 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 she ain't.
And she'd always worked.
She just like she is always when she's growing up. She just like she is now.
Yeah.
No, she never done nobody harm. She ain't never done nobody no harm.
And she always worked?
Yeah, always work and never save a dime.
Yeah. Never save a dime.
Mm-mm. When the end of the year comes, when the crop's all together, she don't have 5 cents.
Yeah.
Then drank it all up to the ball.
Always has. That's a long time.
So after when she stayed here, I said, Booch, I said, don't drink so much whiskey. I said, because it's against you. No, I ain't going to drink much. The very sad night, she went out to the store. She went to the store. And the man living in Jake's house, this little white house on the corner.
Yeah.
And he was down to the store. That was a good idea for her. And she told him to take her to the bar. And don't let me know it, see, when she come back, she come from that way, and I know she'd been to the bar.
Yeah.
And so I never said that to her. When she come in, I said, now, Booch, I said, you went to the ball? No, I never went to the ball. I said, yes, you did. I just got a can of beer. I didn't get no whiskey. I said, all right, you don't mind, you're going to have a stroke. I said, now you mark what I tell you. I said, now you're going to have a stroke. I said, that thing will give you a stroke. She had them drink a half a pint during a Saturday. And she went back, got this half a pint. Saturday evening and had at the left in the bed and drink that. And she got up Sunday morning, she come out here. She couldn't use her hand. And she couldn't talk. So I sent for James. I got Elizabeth to go around over there and get James. I said, you go get James, tell James coming because Duke's got a stroke. And he just come right on and got her ready to go to the doctor. And he said before she got to the doctor, she couldn't say a word.
Huh?
But she's still drinking. She's still drinking.
Yeah.
Brought a jet pump here, and it wouldn't work. He brought another old pump in, it wouldn't work. And he carried my pump over the game, so I don't know where. He's up there somewhere, I don't know.
How long has it been?
2 months.
Since you had the water?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's sort of unhandy, isn't it?
Sure, I have to get water over there.
Golly.
Come back, see what he's going to do. I'm just going to tell him I'm going to get somebody else to fix the pump.
Well, what do you think's happened to him?
No, he's waiting somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, he may not have one that will work.
Well, he done had my pump fixed. Even the bottom, you know, had rusted and busted, you know. And then what I mean, he took the pump loose and then left it on the switch or somewhere right back there. And the switch was cut off, but it was still juice in the tank back there. And it burned it out. Just burned it clean up.
Why?
Well, burned that switch out. So I went back there the next morning. And I just felt the pump. You know, it was so hot, you couldn't put your hand on it. So I told him, I said, now that thing done burnt my pump up. He tried to make it like it wasn't his fault, but it wasn't nobody's fault but his. He took it loose.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you know?
Yes, I just burned it up.
Just careless?
What's that?
Just careless?
Yeah, that's all. He took it loose and left it the way he left it. He should, if I had known it, I would have took one of the thing out with the, you know, goes to the pump, you know. I'd have cut that off. I'd have took it out.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it. And if I hadn't, so that's what he left. She should have took it loose herself.
Well, now, I wouldn't have thought he'd done that with over here with you. Now, over there with me, he probably wouldn't have cared.
Oh, he's just trifling. He's a good well digger and a good pump fixer, but he's just a trifling. Now, he's working with another man. And he leave my work all this time, all undone, and go on back to his job. I said, well, he could come here on Sunday and fix it.
They don't work 5 days a week. That's if they work that.
I know they don't. What I said, he could come here on a Sunday, if nothing else.
Don't nobody work more than 5 days now,
no,
you see.
I know they don't.
Unless they own it, and then they'll work, I guess.
I don't know, man.
Well, I'm surprised that he'd do that over here. Can't James get in touch with him?
Well, yeah, but in the way he lives, he lives at Ice Bowls.
But can't he get him straightened out?
But it done been after him twice. He come down here and do a little something and make it like he got to go get something else and make it like this thing ain't right. But if he don't do something else, I'm going to do something.
But he costing you money.
No, he ain't. He ain't going to get no pay for it.
Well, he's already cost you all that.
Well, I know he's cost you about the pump.
Well, he's costing you money, and then he's wasting his own time.
Yeah.
Miss Bessie, what do you figure is the trouble with the Republicans?
With the Republicans?
Yes.
They just... Republican is just a rich man's man, that's all. When they get in, you watch, everything will go down. That's right. Everything will go down. Things booming now, but if they get in there, everything will drop.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I ain't seen it fail yet.
And back then, Hoover's time.
Yeah. He was a devil. That's over. Hoover was a devil. That's just what he was. Had people in the soup line and bread line and everything else. And you couldn't get, he wouldn't allow you to have but 2 pounds of sugar. You couldn't get but 2 pounds of sugar.
Mm.
A week.
He's trying to starve them out.
He starved them out, too. You know, that was doing a World War One, wasn't it? He was in when World War One was.
A little after that.
Hmm?
A little while after that.
But what I mean.
He was the big secretary of something in World War One.
Uh-huh.
Fed the Belgians.
Yeah.
Or the something.
He sent everything over.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
Mr. Miles. You could see men in the street begging for bread. College men. I mean, men with college education. And now, you, right there in New York, you could see them on the street begging for bread. And then, you know, it made them drink, too. You see that because they was in the war. They come out of the war. Those poor men just couldn't get nothing. They couldn't get nothing to do. They couldn't get, just couldn't get nothing. And people say it's just a shame. It's a shame the way he treated the people.
And you've seen them soup kitchens.
Yes, I've seen them. Yes, sir, I've seen them. I couldn't talk if I didn't see them.
You had to get there and line up.
Line up in the street. And I tell you where they were. Now, downtown, there was that Times Square. You know where that is. Times Square. They had a place there. And then they had a place at the... on Columbus Avenue, that little square up there. And down in the section of the Chinese, and they said that it had soup lines down there. Didn't have Chinese in it, because Chinese had their own. And then they had a big old place down there for these men to sleep. Just sit in the park all day. Sit in the park, nothing to do.
Hmm.
It was just a shame, I'm telling you. It was a shame.
Well, you don't think they've learned anything now? They still do the same thing?
What?
The Republicans still do the same thing?
Oh, yeah, they do the same thing. They don't do no better. They're all for the rich man. The poor man is go to the devil. If he ain't made it now, he won't make it if the Republicans get in.
Yeah.
But whenever they get in, you watch and see. Everything go to the bottom.
I don't think they're going to get in.
I don't either. Because what I mean, they have done so bad, you know. Now, wasn't Hoover in when Roosevelt took the seat?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, now when Roosevelt went in, you see, he saw everything. You see, all the banks, people lost their money in the banks and things like that. And he saw everything was so bad till he couldn't leave the White House. I know, he couldn't leave the White House until they got all that business straightened out. He couldn't leave. Roosevelt was in there, but he couldn't leave.
He was afraid to get out of there.
He couldn't go away. Roosevelt kept him there till they got that business straight.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he kept him there. He couldn't go. Had to stay there. I know the old lady, a Jew. She like went crazy. Of course, she lost all her money. Yeah, she lost all of her money. And when Roosevelt went in, you see, he hunted around and got something work for the people to do. You see, because he started that WPA and put the boys in there. In camp, WPA workers. And they opened up the streets, different parts of New York, different parks are made and all like that here to give people something to do.
Yeah, I remember that very well.
Lord, don't let them get in because I claim. Yes, sir. Don't want to let them get in. Come back here.
What's holding up the bus, Mr. Bessie?
Maybe the other bus a little late. You see, he got another crowd to come, and then when he comes around this way.
Mm-hmm.
Come around that way, and then... Then come in this way, bring me. And sometime he come back this way. He give people work to do. Just had to.
This is the end of Miss Bessie's tape. About 5:50 on the sunny dial. This is Channel 1 over. This is Channel 1 over. About the end of Miss Bessie's tape, the first time I've been down there in weeks and weeks, on Tuesday, the 21st of May, 1968. On Tuesday, the 21st of May, 1968. I got finished just in time for the evening news, and got to sit back and think about this delightful tape. Bessie talks with more modulation in her voice than she ever has before. She has really recovered, revived. and everything she picks right up and is just full of information.